What's going on? Big week for us. Obviously, we're moving past from the last game and focused on San Francisco. And just watching them on film and knowing what they did last year and what they've done this year. Obviously, a great defense, tops in the league, and not very complicated. They're kind of what you see is what you get. I think they just trust their personnel. They have great personnel, great front seven. Their defensive backs are really good, and they turned the ball over. I think they were number one in the league in creating turnovers last year, and so it's going to be a tough challenge for us and myself as a quarterback, and we're just going to put in a lot of hard work this week and learn from our mistakes from last week, and we're looking for progression, and that's what we're focused on, taking a big step this week. The good thing for us is we're at home. That's a big advantage for us. We love playing at the Metrodome and getting our fans into it, and I think that's going to be a good home field advantage for us, and we're going to do some. We're going to keep playing our game and be consistent in what we do and just keep getting better.
How did you grade out your decision making in the last game?
It was okay. There were some other, I forced a throw to Percy over the middle that was almost picked. There were some other things. I think outside of the pocket, get rid of the ball instead of taking sacks. I got to do that. There's some other things that I could do better at, but overall, it was okay.
Done a good job with completion percentage and the offense has done a good job sustaining drives. Is kind of the next progression that you're talking about, maybe hitting a few big plays so you can open that up and make it a little easier on the offense to move the ball down the field?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we're lacking is big plays, and obviously we want to strive to get better at to make those progressions of making those plays, but we're not going to force things downfield, and we're just going to keep taking what defense gives us, but we're going to do some things to try to create big plays, and I mean, that's one area we do need to get better at.
Do you have guidelines on what you can and can't do as far as going, obviously there are different play calls, but as far as not necessarily forcing, but taking chances downfield?
Yeah, I mean, there's always options. On pretty much every play, there's options to go downfield. And if we get in a certain look from a defense, then we'll take the shot. But right now we're not getting those certain looks.
Obviously, turnovers are big every week. You want to limit them as much as possible. Is it even bigger when you're playing an offense that doesn't turn the ball over hardly at all?
Yeah. Last year, I think they set an NFL record of only 10 turnovers last year, which is pretty unbelievable. And obviously, they're very smart with the football and their ball control offense, so they like to have the ball in their hands and their possession. And so we need to make sure that we're mistake-free and hold on to the ball and don't give them any chances and opportunities to score. And we're going to just keep playing our game and not worry about it, but that is a standard that needs to be set that we don't want any turnovers in any game, regardless of who it is.
How close do you think Adrian is to being back to 100%?
I mean, he's very close. I don't know if he's not 100%. I mean, he looks good running the ball, and I think you just got to get back into the groove of things of being out on the field, but I mean, he looks completely fine. He's running the ball really well.
Defenses are still respecting him, getting extra guys up in the box.
Yeah, I think so. We are getting a lot of cover two looks, but at the same time, we'll get a lot of quarter safeties that'll come down to play both pass and run, and we'll get some single high. I think they're definitely still respecting his ability. And if not, then we'll just keep running the ball.
Can you take anything out of seeing these guys for a couple of series in the preseason, or is that so schematically different that it doesn't matter?
I mean, it's not too schematically different. I mean, they were basic, and so were we at that point in time. But we moved the ball against them. It was the same personnel. I think the only person that didn't play was Justin Smith. But other than that, I mean, we played well against them, and obviously they're going to do some different things, and we're going to do some different things. But it's a game that we've gone back and watched just to see what they're doing, and they're not doing anything crazy different than what they did. But it was good to see that we had some success against them.
Guy like Smith on every play and just figure out where he is because he moves in and out and then
yeah.
He'll play inside.
Yeah, he does. He's going to be on our, I think, our left side, but he does move out from defensive end to tackle inside and out. And he's a great player. I mean, he stuffs the run, is very physical, and someone that we have to account for and play well against.
As you started to go to Percy more and more, did you see defenses shifting their focus onto him a little bit?
Yeah,
more?
Indianapolis started to double him a little bit. I remember on a specific play for a first down, we still got the ball complete to him, but they tried to double him. But I'm sure, teams, especially San Francisco, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to double him. Watching the film against Detroit, they doubled Calvin Johnson most of the game, so they'll probably try to take him away.
Percy the kind of talent that can handle this kind of workload all year?
I think so. I mean, he's definitely tough enough, and he's physical enough. So I think he's going to be fine, yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.